confident, vibrant, and quirky with an edge. This is 10 Minutes with Tiffany J. Minutes with Tiffany J features the inside scoop as she juggles the world around her, a 9-to-5, along with a handful of gifts and talents that will blow your mind. All things Tiffany J on her website at MissTiffanyJ.com. Now, let's get into the show. Good morning, good people. It is currently September 27th, 8:51 a.m., and I am about 10 minutes out, which is the perfect timing for this 10 Minutes with Tiffany J episode. I'm 10 minutes out for work. So, there's a lot going on in life, and I'm excited, I'm happy, I am also like, So I'm just going to talk and give just to whatever's on my mind. I just gotta talk to you guys and let you know. Don't ever think that you need to get back at someone who has double-crossed you or wronged you. As much as you want to shout out at the top of your lungs and scream and get your whole posse together to find somebody and whatever it is, there's no need for that. I want to do that right now. But that doesn't solve anything, and it doesn't produce good fruit. And at this point in my life, I'm all about what can I do, how can I think, how can I be, how can I act and interact and engage so that it produces good fruit. That is my goal in life. And now, mind you, I do have my moments in my head where I'm like thinking negative thoughts, and man, what is it? Take those thoughts captive, or I gotta remember the scripture. But like now I have to do it. When those thoughts come up in my head, you grab them and you bottle them up, and you say like, no, that's a lie, or no, that's not true. It's not, or it will not. Now, there are some things that are factual that are actually happening because it's real, you know, in the world. But everything that is real was once like spiritually thought about in your mind or manifested or whatever in your heart, and then it materialized. So that is why it's very important to think positively. As a man thinks, so is he. Think on things that make you strong. All of this is very important so that you can continue, as I say, to produce good fruit. Vengeance is not mine, but it's the Lord. And not that I am not vindictive by any means, but I am still human and I hurt and I want someone to pay. I want someone to understand that you cannot treat people like this. So the best thing that you can do, and I'm not saying these are my enemies, anybody that's out there, but the best thing that you can do is you pray for people. If it feels like the hardest thing ever, like why would you? And that's what I'm doing, praying, because that's also, it's my weapon of offense that I can use, and defense too, but it's my weapon of offense that I can use to make sure that I'm in the right mindset and I'm positive. I'm praying that I somehow get back into my word to just kind of study. You know, like I said I know all the stories pretty much, but I have to get a better revelation. Ain't nothing like watching a movie over and over and over again, and then you see different things from different perspectives depending on what time of your life, where you are. So that's kind of how I want to look at the Bible. Just trying to reread a few stories and say, okay, this is what happened. This is what happened here. Mental toughness and stability. I am in a much better place now as far as my stability and my emotional state than I was years ago when I went through something devastating. And I think that's a good thing. Like, I didn't fall apart this go round. I did, you know, lose a little bit of weight, but I, you know, started eating again, gained some weight back, and I'm good. But as always, it's a new season. Literally, like, fall is here, it's coming, and then I'm sure it's a new season in you guys' life as far as what you guys are going through. So I encourage you today to, when you wake up, know that you were meant to be here. Because some people, when there was nothing wrong with them, they did not wake up. So therefore, whatever it is that they've done up to this point, if it wasn't done, too late. But the fact that you are listening to this right now, whenever you get to listen to this, you were chosen to be here today, this very second, this very moment. And for that, I am thankful, because now you and I are aware, and we can go out into the world and make it a better place. I am hoping that you are strong enough to deal with whatever it is that you're going through, whoever needs to hear this, and to know when people say you're not alone, but sometimes in your head when they're telling you you're not alone, and you're like, you don't know, but no, you're not alone. Like, you really got to take that and know that that person that's on the other end of the phone with you, that person that you're sitting in front of talking to, crying on their shoulder or leaning, you know, on their shoulder or on their chest, or they're leaning, laying your head in their lap, you are not alone. You are not. None of us are. You know, if you go to the store, the gas station, in your car, or you see an accident or something like that, or a funeral caravan or whatever, take a moment sometimes and think about somebody else and say a prayer or a happy thought for them. Or a person that you walk by, like I said, you don't know what's going on in their head, how far deep they're in with whatever they've got going on. Take a moment, sometimes take your mind off yourself. And when you serve in that way, it could lift your spirits to know that it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be. So, serving, which is what Christ did, is a selfless act. Everybody's not like that, and that takes time and energy and due diligence and discipline to even be in that space. Serving when people don't care, serving when people continue to do you wrong, serving when people, it's like spit in your face. This is the ultimate, like, this is everything that he went through. And yet still, he died. The ultimate display of love. So, I am still a lot of times, and I'm in my head, so I'm trying to, you know, a lot of times I like to watch a few TV shows, some movies and videos, just to keep my mind going and be positive. And I want to apologize to you guys sometimes if I take a lot of time away from this podcast. There are a good about, this will now be episode 135, I think. There's a good bit of episodes to go through, but I need to continue to express and continue to let people know what's going on and where my head is at and what I'm doing. So I am okay. I am. There is a lot going on, and I'll disclose bit by bit as we live. But just continue to stay strong. Continue to believe in yourself, and you are the perfect person for the ecosystem that's been created that you walk in every single day. If you weren't here, there'd be an empty space. And remember, your absence is felt. People think about you. People love you. So when you do show up, that's what I told myself. When I do show up, I gotta show up, and I really gotta love. Tomorrow, even today, isn't promised. But when you do show up, boy, oh boy, you gotta let people know, hey y'all, I'm here. I'm still here. makes it all the more better. Okay, y'all, I'm pulling into my parking spot. Right on time. It's 9 o'clock. I'm not in the building, but it's 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening. And I see you guys next time.
That was another edition of 10 Minutes with Tiffany J. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. I know I did. Now you can get more episodes on my website at www.misstiffanyj.com. But don't stop there. Hop on over to the music tab and check out your favorite Tiffany J record, starting with my latest singles, Work For It and Callin' Me, which is on all digital platforms. Also with a bomb video showcase on YouTube featuring the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh,